This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We're joined right now by Padres CEO, friend of the program, Eric Grubner. Welcome back, Group Dog. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Pretty good.
Doing well.
I think everyone listening can relate with having a new boss.
Oh, yeah.
We have one. What's it going to be like? You know, the uncertainty going forward, and now it's official as Kwanza Jones and Jose Il Feliciano approved as new owners of the San Diego Padres yesterday. So you're CEO, but there's still two people now you got to report to. Eric, how's it feel?
Feels great. You know, I've had the opportunity to get to know both Kwanza and Jose really over the last, 6 months as we've gone through the process with the sale of the team. And you know, they were one of the groups that were in it from the start and obviously stayed in it till the end. So had a lot of opportunities to spend time with them at their home, various places over that period of time, and really just get to know them as people. And as I said, the last time I was on with you guys, which I think was only a week or so ago, I think our fans are just going to fall in love with Kwanza and Jose. They're really incredible people, you know, hardworking, smart, really successful, very competitive. They want to win. They want to win a championship. And they plan to own this team for a very long time and really continue to, you know, have a positive impact in the community. I mean, I think it's everything you could want out of an ownership group, and in particular, the individuals leading the ownership group.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking forward to hearing them speak on Monday, maybe getting a chance to ask them some questions at some point. Obviously, you know, big shoes to fill, certainly, and I'm sure they realize kind of the gravity of what it means to be a San Diego Padres owner. I mean, this is a city that is literally starved, and I know I see people tagging you all the time on social media, Eric, about everything, and I know that they now know kind of the pulse of the city and how hungry people are for that title here.
Yeah, they understand it. They want it. You know, as I mentioned, they're very competitive people, and I think our fans are going to have the opportunity, as you mentioned, formally on Monday to hear from them. We're going to have a press conference at the ballpark where we will introduce Kwanza and Jose as the next owners of the San Diego Padres, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for fans to hear directly from them about their passion for winning a championship, what that means to them, why they care about that, how they see both the Padres and sports and baseball in general playing such a critical role in unifying our communities and our fans and San Diegans. And I think it's just going to be outstanding. And And you mentioned big shoes to fill, no doubt about it. You know, I had the privilege of working with Peter for quite some time and getting to know him and then his brother John. And, you know, I can't say enough about the Seidler family, their stewardship of the Padres, really taking our franchise to a level that it had never been at before in our 50-plus year history. And we're not done yet. You know, this next chapter and this continuation of what we're looking to do as an organization is going to be more of the same in terms of competing for a championship, but ultimately accomplishing that goal for our fans.
So, Eric, have they told you, Kwanza and Jose Feliciano, what the first steps are? Getting to know the organization? Is it meetings with different departments? How do you expect the next, you know, I would say, few months are going to proceed with new ownership?
Yeah, you know, they're very sophisticated and experienced investors, entrepreneurs, and philanthropists. They've been incredibly successful with the many different ventures that they've been involved in, both Kwanza leading their real estate and other investments. They have a family office that's been hugely successful. And then obviously Jose as a co-founder of Clear Lake, you know, one of the largest and most successful private equity firms. So, you know, I think they're going to bring a very similar approach to the Padres as they brought to those other businesses and business ventures. And, you know, I've noticed, you know, they're really good question askers, which I think is a sign of high intelligence and experience, is to start by asking questions and understanding. and then from there making decisions on the best path forward. So I think there'll be a process on the front end where they'll get up to speed even more so on the Padres and do that through asking questions and building relationships. And I expect that that's going to be the first, 60 to 90 days. And we look forward to that.
Nothing like being thrown right into the fire when you buy a new baseball team and then baseball staring down CBA negotiations your very first half year, since you've since you've owned the team. How prepared are they to deal with that as well? I know it's going to be, potentially you're talking about work stoppages, maybe. I mean, all these things are up in the air right now, but that's a kind of a new wrinkle for a new ownership group to have to deal with.
Yeah, they're already, up to speed on the current state of Major League Baseball and the Padres. And, they've studied our five-year plan that it looks quite a ways out beyond just 2027. And so, they've seen it all. They've studied it. And I think they're going to hit the ground running on day one with a full knowledge of where our industry is at and where the Padres are at. And I think it's really exciting, and that's one of the reasons why ultimately they made the decision to buy the team. Is there's a lot of growth and excitement ahead for this franchise and the city when it comes to baseball, and they're the perfect two people to come in and lead that.
Talking to Padres CEO Eric Grubner, and Eric, I am told that you come to us with a pretty special announcement. Would you care to elaborate this morning?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to share with our fans. Number one is, as I try to do every time, I speak publicly, but just our overwhelming gratitude for the support we've received from our fans. Over the last five, going on 6 years now, we've really had top five, and for most of those years, top three attendance in baseball. For the second consecutive year now, we're number two in attendance in baseball. And we, as an organization, we just can't be more grateful for our fans and the support we've received that's allowed us to keep a top 10 payroll that we increased further at the trade deadline to, reinforce the rotation and make a push for the postseason and a championship. And none of that is possible without the support we get from our fans. So for the month of September, we're going to have a formal fan appreciation month. And that's going to mean a number of different things based on whether you're a season ticket member or just somebody who purchases a ticket to come and support the Padres. But either way, we've got a lot of really special things planned for our fans and our members. For our members, we're going to provide, loaded value of $25 per seat on the account, up to six seats that can be used for food and beverage purchases over the month of September at Petco Park. I think one or more of you are season ticket members, so you guys will benefit directly from that. And, we just wanted to have a real tangible representation of our gratitude for our fans, where we can buy everybody a meal and a drink while they're at the ballpark. For each of the seats that they have on their account. And then we're going to have a good old-fashioned sweepstakes at each of the games in September, where we're giving out some great prizes. I know you guys are golfers, brand-new state-of-the-art Callaway drivers, Soapy Joe's annual membership, new Bravia 4K HD TV from Sony, gas gift cards. I think everybody can appreciate that these days. Turtlebox speaker, which is really cool, and a lot of other great prizes, and we'll be giving those out every game in September to fans. And then we're going to have a number of different surprise and delights and different things that are going to be happening over the course of September. So 12 home games in September. We need the support from our fans like never before as we push for the postseason. And, every game really matters here down the stretch. And along the way, we wanted to, do a number of things to just say thank you for that support.
Now, Eric Grubner, Padres CEO, joins us. I'm perusing the press release here, and I'm looking and I see the National Series is highlighted September 7th through 9th. I noticed there's an omission of the Benin Woods first pitch on September 8th. Probably an oversight, no big deal. It also happens to fall on the same night as the Fernando Tatis Jr. City Connect bobblehead. So I just wanted to put this in your ear. If you see asses in the seats that night, it's because of the first pitch, not necessarily the bobblehead that you're giving away. Just throwing that out there, September 8th. Make sure everybody is at that game to be sure.
I love it. No, not an oversight. That's its own press release. That's how important it is. So.
That's such a good answer.
That's
coming later.
That's going to be coming out at a later date.
A little closer to the event. Perfect. Yeah. Makes sense.
Keep looking for that press release.
Okay,
but that's going to be a standalone September 8th. But yes, we are so excited for that first pitch.
Oh,
we got a ton going on.
So
September
is Ben.
8th.
Oh, I'm terrified. All right? Well, the last one didn't go so great for me. So
can we get like fireworks
really
behind him
for this one coming up?
We really need to do this thing up pretty big.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. I will be down there on the field with
yes.
you guys. Obviously,
yes.
We're going to give
catcher's
you.
Catcher's mitt on you. Do you want to catch my first pitch?
Oh,
I will catch your first pitch if you want me to.
Careful. We don't want to get the suit pants any dirty.
Yes,
like Ben
yes.
was bouncing it last time.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Last time.
Johnny Brito could not come up with my first pitch last time, so be warned, I'm a little erratic on the throw. I love this fan appreciation idea. This is like when I was growing up and going to games at Jack Murphy Stadium. Come to a Padres game in September, win a TV. You know, I don't know why. I just think it's great that you've brought this back. I have not seen this in a while, and really some great prizes here, like stays at Saquon and vacations. We got the Holiday Wonderland package, $100 credit to the Diamond Room, which is new and fantastic down there that I've gotten to see. People need to check out everything that's available coming up this September, because this is pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be great, and I appreciate you mentioning that. This is definitely something that in the history of the organization has been done before, and not something that we had formally done, you know, in the month of September for a number of years. We just felt like this year in particular, it was just really important to say thank you to our fans with more than just words, but really do some things that could be felt and appreciated over the month of September, which is also, as I mentioned, that month where, you know, we're going to need our fans more than ever. We've developed an amazing home field advantage because of the level of support that we get from our fans. And we're in the thick of it, as you guys know, right now. You know, I had an unfortunate loss last night, you know, missed out on scoring some runs early. But we're going to be battling, you know, every step of the way into October. And I think this is a team that, you know, is continuing to peak at the right time. If we can keep playing our best baseball into October and beyond, is a team that's capable of winning a championship. But we're going to need our fans to support us all the way down the line here at home to get every win that we can.
And just to be clear, fans don't need to do anything. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll automatically see that $25 for everybody. And then if you just buy a ticket, you have a chance to win the prizes if you show up in September.
That's exactly right. So we're going to get all of our season ticket members squared away. They'll see that loaded value go on to their account beginning at the end of August. And then any of the games in September, they can use that loaded credit. And at the same time, anybody who has a ticket to a game and shows up to the game in September, so you got to be at the game, will be eligible to potentially win many of those great prizes that we're going to be each and every game, you know, determining in a winner and giving those away.
Very cool. Eric Roepner, CEO of the San Diego Padres, big announcement this morning, as well as the new ownership. We appreciate your time, as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.